Blog Talk Radio.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
If you got some stuff in your pants that are bothering you right now, you see a man at her, you see a man at him, you still mad at your family?
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
All right, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are on this Tuesday. Do you know it's Tuesday already? It was just Sunday a few hours ago. Well, it's Tuesday, and we're giving God the praise for what he's doing and how he's blessing us. And, you know, every round is going higher and higher. We're yet being blessed by God, and the power of God is falling upon the lives of people. And testimonies are coming in. That's one of the main things. Testimonies are coming in of the great things that God is doing in the lives of people. So I want you to be a part of that. So I want to welcome all of our WXY listeners here in the station of WXY 1520 AM right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Those of you that are listening to us by way of West Palm Beach and South Miami and Goose and Homestead and Hollywood and Perrin. And then those of you that are listening to us by way of the Caribbean island, Bahama Island. God bless all of you. We want to welcome all of our Periscope viewers, to all of you that are joining us right now. Amen. To all of my precious ones, God bless you for joining us on the day, and all of our first time viewers, I want to welcome you. We have people all the way from Canada viewing us on the broadcast today, so thank you so much. And then those of you, amen, that are listening, call a friend and tell them to text a friend and give them this number right here. Give them this number right here. God bless you, Minister Mimi. Glad to have you again. Amen. All right, give them this number here for Blog Talk. I got some Blog Talk people that listen to us, and I want you to encourage those that may be working, but they can't go and look at their picture, you know, by Periscope, and they can't get to the radio, but they can call this number, and that'll connect them to Blog Talk, and that'll patch them in right in the station. God bless you. All right, the number is area code 347. Let me see, can I get this right now? 347-989-0113. That's area code 347. I need some Blog Talk listeners. Amen. They hit me up because after Blog Talk, after we go off, Blog Talk go directly to my Facebook page if you go to Bishop Johnson. So if you miss it, you know, if you miss this broadcast, then you got a chance to engage Blog Talk on Facebook. So the number is area code 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. Well, I am excited. And again, we welcome all of our listeners. Listen, we've been having some powerful services. God has been falling. Spirit of God has been falling, and people are being blessed. Sunday, we had a great time at the Change Your Life Ministries. I was out of town ministering. And they was working me up there, and Changer was working down here, and Pastor Jay was ministering down here. This is her first sermon in about 2 months, needful so, and respectfully so. I mean, just went in on it. God blessed her, and then on last night, went back in on it. Amen. So we're grateful to God, amen, for her. God, thank you so much. We got some watching from South Carolina. We want to welcome you. Thank you so much. Amen. I don't want no one to go nowhere, because what I have to tell you today is going to bless your heart. And then we're going to tell you about Thursday night. Amen. Thursday night, that's coming up. But again, our church now is finalizing a celebration on the day, as you know, amen, we eulogized and amen, and sent her home in a celebration. My evangelist, I only had one church evangelist, Evangelist Diane Germain, that was back there about five, 6 weeks ago. And we're doing a little private ceremony today, but today is her birthday, so we just wanted to pay tribute to that, amen, and let her know that, amen, we still love her through her family. I mean, so her family is here, and we want the family to know that we're praying and just believing God. Amen. This has been such a unusual time for us because of the celebration and the transition and the different things that God is doing. I can't begin to tell you what God is doing in the lives of people, but God bless all of you. All right? Listen, I talked to you for the last 3 weeks about the spirit of unforgiveness, and I stayed on it because I started with praise. And then I see one thing that can hinder your praise was a sign of unforgiveness, if you have unforgiveness in your heart. And that's why I want everyone to listen attentively to what I have to say today, because this broadcast has been designed just for you. Because if there is an area in your heart where unforgiveness can reside, and you can't, as I told you yesterday, you cannot base it on your feelings. You can't base whether you've forgiven someone by your feelings. I'm like, well, let me check. I don't feel nothing, so I guess I forgive him. No, forgiveness and unforgiveness is not based upon your feeling. You understand? So it's not based upon your feeling. It has nothing really to do with your feeling. You know, it starts out with your feeling, but after you get past your feeling of being offended and hurt, it has nothing really to do with your feeling. It has something to do with what's in your heart. It's what's in your heart. Because offenses have been committed. An offense have been committed. And I want to, and you know, I gave my church illustration some time ago. I say, if somebody slap you right now this is how saved we got to be. You got to be so saved until if somebody walk up and slap you, you know, for the reason of Christ's sake, you know, for the reason of Christ's sake, you are obligated by the Bible to turn the other cheek. Now remember, I say for the reason of Christ's sake. That means if I'm up preaching and somebody jump up and say, if you say Jesus one more time, I'm going to slap you, I'm going to bop you. That's what the guy told me in Liberty City over town. Some of y'all know where Liberty City at. Well, over town. You know, they don't play over there. You know, they don't play over there. You know, Hammondville up here ain't nothing compared to Brown Sub, Liberty City, 2nd Avenue. That ain't nothing. That over there, they a body could be laying in the middle of the street and they'll keep walking by. Well, God came to me. I was preaching in that part of town. I was younger. And he said, if you say Jesus one more time, I'm going to hit you right in your face. I'm going to hit you. I promise you I'm going to hit you. And he was bigger guy than me, you know. But if Jesus said you should suffer because of my namesake, at that point, I wasn't under the obligation of saying, you know, if you hit me, you ain't going to hit nobody up, praise the Lord. No, no, no. See, when you suffer for the gospel's sake, when someone want to persecute you for Christ's sake, then there are certain things that you must follow. He says, if they hit you on your right cheek, for my name's sake, turn to the left. If they hit you on your right cheek, turn to the what? Left. Glory to God. That's a praise moment, y'all. Y'all better praise God. That's a praise moment. I just said that was a praise moment. That was a praise moment. That's a praise moment. If they hit you on the right cheek, turn to the left. See, nobody don't want to praise them. Nobody want to praise God. Come on, I ain't going to praise God and you right into my getting hit in my face. You know, no, that I say if you suffer for his name's sake, if they come to you for his name's sake. In other words, if someone break in your house, that's not for Christ's name's sake. That means that you are at right to protect your family. Subdue that joker, you know, and call the police, whatever you got to do. But if you are preaching, that's for his namesake. Are y'all listening to me? See, you got to put perspective, and I know everybody ain't going to agree with me, and, you know, you're gonna try to look at it and see and look at it and all that. Well, first of all, you know, if you're going to go that route, if somebody walk up to you right now and say, give me your keys, don't ask them what it's for. Just give it to them. I'm saying for his namesake. When the guy told me that, I started preaching more. I know everybody going to do that. But see, I'm trying to find out the real essence of being saved. Do we know what being saved is really all about? Because one of the main ingredients of being saved is knowing how to forgive. See, that's one of the main ingredients of being saved. Y'all, I got to get this out because this is good. Yeah, that was good. One of the ingredients of being saved is knowing how to forgive. I give you another one. Another ingredient of being saved is knowing how to love. You know, there's no options in love. You can't love a person when you want to, but you can't forgive a person when you want to. Love and forgiveness work synonymous. You must forgive and you must love. So that's one of the ingredients of being saved. You got to do that. And so as me suffering for Christ's sake, I was obligated to forgive the guy before he even did it because I was preaching the gospel. And if he had hit me, I wasn't going to stop. And I've been through that before. Well, somebody told me, you know, if you do this right here, I'm going to hit you. Well, I kept preaching, and they hit me. Yeah, they hit me. They sure did. And at that point, Nikki, I had to decide on whether I was going to turn the other cheek or not. They hit me. You know what I did? I'm going to tell you what I did. I turned the other cheek. I sure did. I turned the other cheek. And that's what happened. Jesus said, you shall suffer because of my name's sake. Somebody say, what? You did what? If I'm preaching, if I'm praying, if I'm doing the work of Christ, I have to be obligated by the scripture. Are you listening to me? And I want to tell y'all something. Forgiveness is something that is God-like. It's God-like. Now, I know some of y'all saying, okay, well, let's get back to the slap, Rip. You talking about the slap. I say, yeah, if a person hits you, that is the offense. Okay? That is the offense. All right, if they slap you, that's an offense. 10 years from now, you will remember that offense. You will remember that slap. Now, at the time that they slap you, that's going to hurt. It probably hurts your feelings more than the face, but if they slap you in the face like that right there, that's going to hurt. But you eventually heal up from that on your body. But you know what happened? That goes past your feeling. That goes past your feeling of hurt, and then it gets into your heart. And that's what you got to be careful of, because now, 10 years later, although your face don't feel that slap, your heart do. And so you know what? That joker slapped me 10 years ago. He hit me hard, and I never forget that. And you know what? I never trust him. I don't want to be around him because I don't know what I'll do. See, that's the stuff that gets in your heart, the offense. And God is saying that you must learn how to forgive the offense. You must learn how to forgive the offense. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, well, Pastor, I just can't do it because it hurt too bad. They hurt me too bad. Well, I can't forgive them. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not trying to do it, Pastor, because it's in my heart. It hurt. I'm disappointed. You know, I'm confused about why it happened in the first place, but I know I can't forgive them. I know I can't. So I want to give you a scripture today to show you where you can. I want to give you one scripture to show you where you can forgive everybody of anything they've ever done against you. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture. Now, I know I might lose some of my audience when I say this, but I want to give you a scripture to all of you that are listening to me by way of Blog Talk, to all of you that are listening to me by way of WEXY, and to all of you that are viewing me by way of Periscope. I want to give you a scripture that you can operate in, that you will forgive every offense, and you will release your blessing. Are you ready? Y'all ready? I need to hear you now. Are you ready? This is the scripture I want to show you how you can use to forgive everybody of the offense that have been committed against you. They say, we ready? Okay, here's the scripture. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what? Faith and not by sight. Somebody already know where I'm going. We walk by faith and not by sight. That means if I don't have the wherewithal in me to do it, if my knowledge can't push me to do it, if my sense and moral obligation to right and wrong can't push me to do it, then, Lord, allow me to walk in faith to do it. I'm going to forgive them by faith. I'm going to forgive them through faith. I'm going to forgive them in faith. In other words, I may be hurt, but I got to exercise my faith. Yeah, the same faith that you go get a car. You ain't got it yet. The same faith that you go to get a house. The same faith that you go and pray in. That's the same faith you're going to forgive people in. I am going to forgive you by faith. Oh, by faith. Now faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for, in the evidence of things not seen. I tell you what, I ain't got to feel nothing. I ain't got to hear you say I'm sorry. I ain't got to hear you apologize. I don't even have to feel nothing on the inside. I got to operate in faith. We walk by faith. You know what the word walk means? We lifestyle ourselves by faith. My lifestyle is to forgive. How do I do it? By faith. So we walk by faith actually means we lifestyle by faith. Our lifestyle is faith. Everything we do is by faith. I can do this now. I can do this because I really don't need the agreement of my feelings to do it. My feelings don't have to agree with what I'm about to do. What you about to do? I am getting ready to release everybody of every offense that they have done against my life. I'm getting ready to release my boss that fired me after 19 years. I'm getting ready to release my ex-wife or my ex-husband of the divorce that they took me through, and it was painful. I'm getting ready to release my children for not seeing about me. I'm getting ready to release everything that every person has said about me. I'm getting ready to do it. How? Because I've learned now that I can walk by faith and do it and not by sight. I can do it in faith, and that's what I'm going to do. And there's some of you that's been having a struggle doing it. Well, there are no more struggling. The struggle is over. It's over. It is over. I need somebody to throw your hands up and say the struggle is over because I am going to forgive by faith. And, you know, I know when we use it in that terminology, it sounds like I'm going to do it in the future. No, now faith is the substance. You're going to do it right now, but you're going to do it in faith, in the confidence of God's power, in the confidence of God's authority. You're going to do it. You're going to do it right now. That means that every husband is going to forgive their wife. Every wife is going to forgive your husband. Every child is going to forgive their parents. Every parent is going to forgive your child. Talking about they embarrass me. Here I am, and people notice you that's out there on drugs and walking the street like a bum. You know, I hate you, and I hate this. No, no, no. You're going to forgive your children. You're going to forgive. You're going to release all that stuff right now. Because what's happening is unforgiveness is holding my blessing up. And I don't care what it is, saints of God. Is there anybody here that's willing to forgive somebody that have done something wrong? It don't matter what they did wrong. Do y'all understand me? It don't matter what they... I use the illustration slap, but some people have done worse than that. It don't matter. At this point, God, give me the faith to forgive them. Give me the faith. Give me the faith to release some stuff. I cannot afford. I want too much from God to be walking around with some stuff in my heart. I want too much from God. And I thought I would tell you that because I preached on this and taught on this about 2 years ago, forgiving by faith, loving by faith. In other words, just put faith because we're saved by faith. You understand? When you get faith and grace mixed up in there, that's how we're saved. So if I'm saved and faith is mixed up in there, then I have to forgive by faith. And you know what? It becomes much easier. It becomes much easier to do it. Because on your own, you're not going to be able to do it. It's too much of feelings involved. It's too much of memory involved. But when you do it by faith, this is how you're going to operate. God said, I'm going to cause you to forget all of your toil. I'm going to give you the spirit of Manasseh. That's what Joseph's two sons' names was. One name was Manasseh, and the other name was Ephraim. Manasseh means I'm going to cause you to forget all of your toil. What toil? I'm going to cause you to forget the feeling that you had of the offense. The feeling that the offense caused, I'm going to cause you to forget about it. You're going to remember what happened. You're going to remember the slap, but you're going to start laughing at it. Boy, you remember that day you slapped me? What was wrong with you? Boy, I tell you, but you something else. I'm going to buy you a hamburger. You're going to laugh about that stuff. God said, I'm going to take the feeling of the resentment. I'm going to take the hurt from it. I'm going to cause you to forget all of your chore. I'm going to give you the spirit of Manasseh. Why? Because you're going to operate by faith. Then he says, I'm going to also give you the spirit of Ephraim. What does Ephraim mean? Ephraim means I'm going to cause you to be fruitful in the land of your affliction, in the very place where you thought you could not reconcile, the very place in your mindset where you thought that you could not deal with that person again. I am going to give you a spirit of fruitfulness. You're going to be able to create the words to say. Your atmosphere in their presence won't be uncomfortable. God say, I'm going to cause you to be fruitful in uncomfortable atmospheres. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody out there? Am I helping anybody that need a miracle? Listen to me. Let me pray right now, because I know that God wants you to forgive by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Who do I forgive? Forgive the banker. Forgive the teacher. Forgive the associate. Forgive the person that cut you off. Forgive the police officer. Forgive the person that sued you. Forgive the lawsuit. Forgive the doctor. There's some of you that went and had operations and they did something to your body and messed you up. I need you to forgive them because God is getting ready to release your money. Can I put it that way? Can I put it that way? Oh, you gonna handle your business, but you're not going to handle it with malice. You're going to forgive them. You just let the lawyers do what they're doing. God going to release you. But he cannot release stuff if you got something in your heart. That means forgive everybody. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. How much time we got, Nikki? Glory to God. I believe God. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. All right, 8 minutes. I believe God. So I got to forgive. And you got to forgive. I've named as many things as I can name. You bought a car, and they swindled you out of your money. Car wasn't no good, and now they don't want the car. I see the car just sitting there, and they won't give you your money back. Forgive. And God say he's going to release the car into your hand. I'm prophesying now. I need to prophesy to some people. Glory to God. You gave them your money to move in, and now you can't move in because the person you gave the money to is not cooperating. Matter of fact, amen, they haven't even turned the money in. You paid rent, and the rent money was not turned in. And right now, you in a predicament. Forgive, forgive. Let the legal ramifications be the legal ramifications, but you forgive. You forgive. And God say, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven, and I'm going to show you my handiwork. I hear the word handiwork. God say, I'm going to show you my handiwork. I'm going to show you my handiwork. Man, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He can do anything but fail. So I'm speaking to those that have been incarcerated falsely, those that have been false accused. People say that you did something, you know you didn't do it. And right now, everybody believe it, and what's hurtful about it is the people that's close to you believe that stuff. Forgive. Let it go. God say he got your back. Everything is going to be all right. If you forgive, I see a channel of blessings opening. Channel of blessings opening. And you know what stopped you from that job, that promotion? It's because you had something in your heart against that person on your job. And God said, I would have gave it to you, but I need to exalt you with a pure heart. Now, if you forgive right now, it's going to be that they're going to bring you up, amen, in that position anyway. Yeah, but Pastor, somebody else got it. No, God knows how to open the door. He knows what to do. Let's just forgive. Father, let's pray. Would you pray with me right now? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I feel the presence of God in this studio. And I pray right now that, Father, you would touch the hearts of men and women everywhere. We need you right now. We need you like never before. According to Psalms 51, according to the multitude of thy loving kindness and thy tender mercy, blot out our own sins. Blot out our iniquity. Purge us with hyssop. God, right now, in Jesus' name, we know that our sins are ever before us, and we can't hide from you. But God, according to the psalmist, hide your face from us, because we don't want you to see the condition that we're in. But now, God, we ask that you forgive us, that you may look upon us with a grateful and proud heart, and then mend the bones that you have broken. We cry to you right now. Mend the bones that you have broken. You broke our bones so that we would do right. Things happened. We didn't get the promotion. That's breaking our bones. Something happened over there. That's breaking our bones. You only did that to get our attention so that we can pray and worship you and then forgive others. God, teach us how to forgive by faith. In the name of Jesus, we want to feel your presence. And then finally, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. But whatever you do, Father, don't take your spirit away from us. Don't take your spirit away. We pray right now for wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I feel in my spirit that someone has released some stuff. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go through your phone. You're going to call that person. And you ain't going to tell them, I forgave you with the faith of the Lord. You're going to tell them, say, hey, I miss you. I love you. I'll talk to you later. You know, you're just going to be very simple and to the point. 3 minutes, 4 minutes. You're going to be very simple and to the point. You're going to call your wife, sir. You're going to call your husband, ma'am. And you're going to tell them, say, listen, it was my bad. It was my bad. Why? Because I let it go on. Whether I was right or wrong, me walking around not speaking to you was wrong. That was wrong. That was wrong. I should have just let it go. You know, at some point, some things go too far. Y'all done went around for 5 days not speaking to each other. It's gone too far. Tell them you're sorry. Listen, forgive us our trespass as we forgive those that trespass against us. Listen, I believe that God has heard our prayer. I believe that with all my heart. I don't know how long I'll be on it, but again, this is what God told me to tell you. You don't have the wherewithal to do it. You don't. Your psyche, your wisdom is against you. So what you do is forgive by faith. Because if you try to forgive by your wisdom, you're going to remember what they did. But if you do it by faith, faith only comes by hearing the word of God. The word of God to give you strength. Amen. Let's give God a hand praise, everybody. Give him a hand praise all over Radio Land, Blog Talk, and Periscope. Let's give God a mighty praise because that's the kind of God that we serve. I give him praise right now for what he's doing. Listen, this Thursday night is family night at the Change Your Life Ministries. We have in church at the Courtyard Marriott. We are inviting everyone to bring your children, your husband, your nieces, your nephew, your aunts, your uncles. This is family night. I don't know why this service is being put together, but I do know the results of it. God is getting ready to mend broken hearts. He's getting ready to change lives. This Thursday night, you need to be there. This Thursday, you need to be there, without shadow of a doubt. You just need to be there. Where? 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. It starts at 7:30. Don't be late. We're here every day at 1:30 to 2 o'clock. Amen. This same time, broadcasting every day. I got some more for y'all. I'm excited. Thank you for joining me. Amen. And my final statement to give. Okay? So this is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
Heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom.
Can I say one more thing? I talked to one of my mothers today. I don't know what went on at my church on Sunday. But one of my mothers told me when I talked to her, she said, hey, Bishop. I said, how you doing, mother? She said, hey, Bishop, you my dog. I don't know what went on at that church Sunday, but I told mother, I said, well, we just going to be dogs then. My mother said that. All right, bye-bye, y'all.
I went down on my knees, and I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart. And while I was talking to him, something began to move. Something began to move on off of my heart.
Yeah.
And right then and there, yeah, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I've made the Lord. Listen to this.